3 days before Christmas. What are you doing? Harley stood on the landing, fists clenched. He could see the man looking round his room, like a landlord, eager to spot something wrong so he could hold on to the deposit. He was checking out the vintage album posters. The acoustic guitar leaned against the wall. His Star Wars advent calendar hung up by the bed. The man turned and smiled, teeth white in his tanned face. The collar of his stonewashed rugby shirt turned up, his hair playboy long. A Peter Pan look that didn't fool Harley.
Just checking everything's in order.
Harley could see that the top drawer was open on his chest of drawers, and his Christmas cards had been knocked over.
You've been moving my stuff.
Tony gave a little shrug.
I'm just making sure. Making sure what? I don't want any funny business.
He gave a little nod, as if reassuring himself that this invasion of Harley's privacy was totally reasonable. Harley felt a rush of heat inside him, a surge of adrenaline that had nowhere to go. His room was on the top floor of the house. What would have been the maid's room when this was the holiday villa for a wealthy Victorian merchant? The landing was filled with light from a big round window that looked down to the harbour. He'd loved that view when they'd first moved here. Loved watching the boats come in and the fishermen land their catch. He knew what Tony meant by funny business. Drugs. It was the kind of assumption people like Tony made about people like Harley. Just because his dad was black. And in prison.
Leave my things alone.
Tony walked out of the room and stood in front of him. Harley was conscious that the man was a few inches taller and a good deal broader and heavier. 12 stone to Harley's 10. But Harley was fighting fit. He trained at the boxing club every day and ran 4 times a week, rain or shine. Tony's eyes were wintry, as cold as the icy sea outside.
This is my house,
he said, his voice dripping with menace.
If you don't like it, you can go and live with your dad.
Then his face broke into a smirk.
Oh, wait. You can't, can you? Not where he is.
He started to chuckle. Harley stepped forward.
Say that again.
Tony's eyes slid sideways, as if he was looking for backup. He realised that the staircase was right behind him. Suddenly he didn't seem so confident.
I'm just having a laugh, he said. Can't you take a joke?
He was nervous. Harley could tell that by his body language. He was so close he could smell his breath. Chocolate. He'd been eating chocolate.
Have you been eating my advent calendar?
Tony blinked.
Only today, number 22. I hadn't opened it yet.
Tony gave a shrug.
You'll have to wait for tomorrow.
My dad sent me that. Harley stared at him levelly, daring him to say something. He could see Tony rooting about for a suitable riposte, trying on a few for size, then rejecting them. He wasn't as brave as he made out. In the end, he gave a weak smile and a jerk of his head.
Out the way, there's a good lad.
Harley didn't move.
Don't go in my room again.
For a moment, there was silence. Harley could hear a thrumming in his ears as his heart whooshed blood around his body. The pressure was so intense, he felt sure he might explode. Then Tony lifted a hand and prodded Harley in the chest with his forefinger.
It's not your room, he said,
accentuating each word with a tap.
You keep forgetting that bit. This is my house. If I want to kick you out, I will.
With each tap, Harley felt the pressure rise even more. He'd always heard about red mist, and he was surprised when it came down that it wasn't a jolly Christmassy red, but a deep, dark, dangerous red, the colour of blood. He put his hands up and grabbed Tony's shirt, giving him a sharp shake like a dog with a rat.
Easy boy. Tony stepped back until he was right on the top stair. It would only take one push. No one knew Harley was at home, so they wouldn't suspect him. It had looked like an accident. Poor old Tony Bryce, falling down his own stairs. And just before Christmas, too.